The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
KJR, good morning. It's 8 past 6, a very special day here in the studio. It's Downtown Joe's birthday. And yet he looks younger every day. Look at him.
Like Benjamin Buttons.
You know, it's funny because 1 year ago I was 50 and we had a big day. I mean, it was very emotional. I mean, great. People called. Aaron Jones played for me and I was almost 100 pounds heavier then. I think I'm younger at 51 than I was at 50.
Much younger.
Yeah.
So keep going, Benjamin.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
All right. Congratulations. Do you have any big plans for your birthday?
Well, my birthday is always kind of takes second fiddle in my life to
what
my
is
dad's
it?
Birthday.
It's his same day?
Today is my father's birthday. So I always try to make sure and do something with my dad. So we're going to watch the Seahawks game together. I was born on his birthday.
To turn on TV and watch people play sports.
That's what.
How special.
That is a man
special.
Celebrating
Come
a birthday
on.
With another man.
That's what fathers and sons.
Pedro's got something for you. Hold on.
On behalf of every member of the show.
Oh. Pedro's got a gift for you.
There you go.
Oh, lottery ticket. Yeah. I could. You never
if you
know.
Could, if you could,
lottery tickets. Perfect.
If you could give that to your dad for us, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect thing you do with a dad on a birthday is watch a ball game.
Are you splitting them with your dad?
Well,
or are you
these
just
are,
giving them to him?
I think these are for me.
Those are for Dad.
Oh, good. I'm starting to hear some of that greed.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
You know,
if you win, your dad gets what? Nothing.
Oh, my dad's set. He's happy. I mean, he's not rich.
He's happy with his cat food and his copay.
No, my dad, man, he's a smart guy. He was a government worker for, you know, his whole life. He's on one of those. He's got that kind of. He hit that window of government pension where you really scored. I mean,
How do you mean?
Well, they had it so good that they don't even do Social Security. They just give you that government deal. You know,
did they drop off cheese every week? I don't know what that government deal is.
Well, there was a generation, and my dad is one of them, who is now in his mid-70s, of government workers that did the civil service, and they had their own retirement program. I read an article, people complaining about it, because they said, "We're look at all this money we're spending, you know, for all these retired government workers."
Well, that was the deal. Back in the old days, you worked as a civil servant for much less money than you could have made in the private sector.
Oh, yeah. As a civil engineer, he could have made a lot more.
But you ended up with a better retirement plan when you were younger.
Right. So he's in good shape as far as retirement goes.
And all those people that live in abandoned nuclear silos, right? Where's his? He lives in one of those underground Idaho, used to be a missile launch site.
Actually, he lives right around the corner from me in a nice Chafee home. Nice house built by the Chafee. Everybody should aspire to have the kind of life
my dad's
had.
Very nice. Happy birthday to both of you. Congratulations.
You know, it's a lame birthday day. You know,
why is it lame?
Every day I look at celebrity birthdays as part of what I do just to see.
You wish you shared it with somebody famous?
Yeah, August the 7th is really kind of lean on the birthday front. I mean, I'm digging deep to find anybody notable born on this day. David Duchovny is about the biggest name I can find on the whole planet.
Why is that a diss?
It's not, but usually there's like, you know, President Obama was a couple days ago. I mean, there's usually somebody significant. Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. I mean, these are the top two that I've found.
I share my birthday with Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, I think it could be worse.
You know who you share your birthday with?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, that's right.
I also share my birthday with George Washington, impressed with
that's
Mrs.
Huge.
Garrett.
And
George Washington's pretty good, except that, not during your time was he a celebrity.
Right.
If you wanted to count dead people, this was a pretty big one. Alfalfa from The Little Rascals was born on this day. You know how Alfalfa died? Worst way you can die.
Ham sandwich?
Ate too much alfalfa.
No.
Shark tank.
Alfalfa poisoning.
This is
awful.
This is much worse. Tragic. I can't imagine a worse way to go.
Oh,
toxic
hold
shock
on.
Syndrome.
Let me imagine terrible ways to go. Toxic shock.
Well, I already said shark tank because that would be a terrible way to go.
Botched Oklahoma execution. Took 6 hours.
Yeah. No?
I imagine this took a while, and I imagine it was very painful.
Old age?
No. No, he died actually pretty young. He was 32 when he died.
He was getting a full body tattoo of himself on himself.
No. Although
it's a terrible way to go.
It is a popular tattoo. Oh, I've seen alfalfa on more than one person. Fatally shot in the groin.
By?
A guy he pulled a knife on.
I'm not feeling as bad for him as I was before he pulled a knife on me.
Yeah, well, it was a dispute over $50. They were friends, and they got in a dispute. Alfalfa pulled a knife, whose real name, by the way, is Carl Switzer. And this guy shot him, but he shot him in the groin, and that's got to be a slow and painful way to go.
So is he, like, destitute?
Well, he was no longer a star. I mean, he was a child star.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of money in for the Rascals after the show.
Yeah, and even back in the, 30s, I think child stars, they didn't always work out well.
Right.
Shirley Temple being the exception, she became an ambassador and a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
A lot of those child stars didn't do so
well. I love that word.
Ambassador?
Ambassador.
Yeah.
That'd be a good gig.
You'd like being an ambassador?
Oh, yeah. No. You're right. Country. I don't want to be like the ambassador to Liberia or something right now.
Shut the doors.
Maybe the ambassador.
You'd like to be the ambassador to Switzerland. And what kind of chocolate would you like?
You bet. Yeah.
To Trinidad. Why not?
Yeah, Switzerland, New Zealand. You put me in some of those countries, I could ambassador all day long.
What does the ambassador do? Just meets people, right? Says nice things about the place he's representing.
Yeah, and hangs out at the embassy there. So if there's American stuff going on, you're there for it. And Switzerland would be.
Show up at stuff.
I couldn't imagine a more plum job than ambassador of Switzerland. In fact, I'd be curious who has that. I bet it's
funny.
It's somebody that donated a lot of money to somebody's campaign. Mm. Would be my guess.
Boy, that would be, it's funny how different people have different dream jobs. Having to show up for all sorts of functions.
Yeah.
I'd rather just give me that gun and let me bet $50 with alfalfa on something.
In case you really want to know,
Shoot me in the junk, please.
President Obama nominated Susie Levine as the next ambassador to Switzerland. She succeeded a guy named Donald Bayer, who left his post in May 2013. Apparently, Ambassador Bayer was just too happy with his life, and he wanted to share the wealth.
I bet. I bet you they're both rich, filthy rich.
Do you get rich being an ambassador?
No, but ambassador is something that you appoint to people. And to deal with people in Switzerland, I would think you would want a pretty rich person.
There's something about the way Joe says the word.
Yeah.
That he's able to accent two syllables. Ambassador. Ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You put in and bass is like the giant fish that you love too.
I do like
the bass in the name.
Bass.
Wow, Susie Levine, who I've now clicked on, the next ambassador to Switzerland. Her Twitter page shows a picture of Mount Rainier.
Wow,
is she from around here, Eric?
She worked at Microsoft.
Come on,
and here's the best part: when she was sworn in as ambassador, she put her hand on an e-reader containing the U.S. Constitution.
Come on,
yeah,
it was a Kindle.
That's amazing.
Microsoft know it was a Kindle?
She's from here, Joe. You could be friends with her, Joe.
And I bet she's rich.
You could find her and be friends with her.
It's the best gig ever. I asked Emily yesterday, I said, of all the countries you visited in Europe, which was your favorite? And she, without hesitation, she said Switzerland. There's nothing to dislike.
She's back now, right?
Yeah.
She's back.
Started driver's ed this week. Pretty big deal.
My goodness.
When got her permit yesterday.
Are you excited about her being mobile?
I'm more excited. I am neutral about it, but I'll tell you who's decidedly a little unexcited.
Is her mom.
Yeah, mama. She's like, oh, we can wait on that driving business.
That driving business.
Yeah.
Well, how old is she now?
She's 15.
And then you can't get your driver's license until you're 16.
Right.
Which is when?
February 15th.
And that's a ways away.
She was asking me, she says, Daddy, can we go get my driver's license on my birthday? And I said, I was waiting for the place to open on my birthday. I was the first one in line. And Mama is like, don't be saying that. Now she's going to expect.
Well, Mama is protective.
Yeah.
And it is a statistical fact that younger drivers are more at risk.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without question.
Yeah.
So you got to hold her back till she's 26.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Was mom, you know what thing to ask mom? Was she reckless and irresponsible, and that's why she doesn't want her daughter to drive?
No, I got to say, Kelly is an excellent driver.
Now?
She always has been.
She's just a little older than 26, but to be honest, though.
She started in Idaho, and I believe it was 14 or something crazy. They let you do everything young in Idaho.
Well, they only had the one road, so. You know,
yeah, I think she got her license at 14 and has been driving a long time. And
what was she, like Amish out there or what?
No, a lot of...
There's no Amish in Idaho, is there?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
A lot of rural states will have driver's licenses at a very early age so you can help out on the farm and stuff. And Idaho was one of those.
So ask Kelly what happened in her life that she's afraid will happen to her daughter.
And before you do that, I have to say, yes, there are Amish people in Idaho, apparently.
No kidding.
Yeah, right outside Boise. Go on.
Yep, Amish and Mormon, a lot of Mormon people down there. But
do they marry and become Mormish?
I don't think there's any particular trauma.
You totally ignored my question.
Yeah, amen.
Out of respect.
It's a stupid question. I don't know. You want a stupid answer? Yeah.
I don't think it's a stupid question. Hey. If I was Amish and I married a Mormon, I'd call ourselves Mormish.
Yeah. I have a question for you, a serious question. Are you guys going to be the parents that get her a new car when she gets her license?
Well, that's a source of some discussion, too.
I bet.
That means yes from Joe's point of view.
Well, we've got three cars right now and three drivers, but the problem is it doesn't really match, you know. I have my Volvo convertible, and it's a little too powerful. I mean, it's really not something you want. And it's not that easy.
When you say it's too powerful.
It's got a turbo on it. The speedometer goes to like 160, 180.
That's not a starter.
Why don't you just get a magic marker and change it to 120?
Yeah, change it to 60.
How would that make life safer?
No, honey, that Volvo is not a starter car.
Right. You're saying it's too powerful to put in the hands of a kid.
Yes.
Yes.
But your daughter isn't going to go 160 miles an hour.
Well, but even just pushing the gas, I mean, it's like almost a horse. You feel the front end kind of rear up and like want to go.
It's a powerful horse and buggy.
It really wants to go. So that one's off the
board. It's off the table. She can never drive that.
So then we have a old minivan, 2002 minivan with over 100,000 miles on it.
That's what you want a kid to drive.
No, it's not.
A giant box that hardly moves.
So she can lie down in the back?
Oh, is that what you're thinking?
Or that she can pile nine friends in and take them everywhere?
Well, I'm a little concerned about that it becomes the people hauler for all her friends, and you don't want that. There's a lot of liability there.
Well, you just make a rule. And then teenagers always follow that rule. Well, isn't that how it goes?
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
And she is a really good rule follower. She's like her mom in that regard. She's a rule follower.
She is a rule follower. So that's good. What do you have to worry about?
Well, it's not
there's
that
speed limits posted. There's number of people you are willing to allow in the minivan.
But it's not an easy car
to find in any of your vehicles.
It's not a particularly easy car to drive. And the fact that it is older means it's not as safe as a newer model car.
Joe is going to be apoplectic with rage if somebody takes his Volvo away and hands it to that girl. Mm. Then you're going to be driving that minivan?
Yeah, so those two are both kind of out. So then we're down to Mama's car, which is a nice, perfect thing to drive.
Mama is the one who doesn't want her to drive.
Right, and that's her car.
Mama's car.
Yeah.
What's Mama's car?
It's a CRV, which is, you know, not too big, not too small. You're sitting up a little so you can see what's going on, but it's not.
And if you need to camp, you can fold down the back seat and camp there.
You can see.
Under the moonlight, the Syriac moonlight. Let's park.
So that's kind of the car by default.
Go by the lake and look for sharks.
Of the three, I think that's the one she's got to learn in. But
that's my favorite thing is Joe completely ignoring what someone says.
Yes.
It's a defense mechanism.
I really miss you ignoring.
I'm just staying on message. This is staying on message.
Staying
this
on message. Too much politics.
Yeah.
No, this is all good. You're thinking it through. It's a struggle every family goes through.
Right. So we have flirted with the idea of, let's trade the minivan and get her something good. You know?
A child thing.
Yeah.
Remember what I did? I got a car that the kid would hate.
the Saturn. Wasn't that the first
go-around? Yes, and this is no diss on Saturn. A very fine... are they still in business?
Nope.
No.
Well, then the diss a piece of ass.
You,
what it was.
You had a particularly bad one, as I recall.
There is no such thing as
my
a particular...
son called it an S-box.
Yeah, because it would not go. I remember that car. You could stomp on the gas and it wouldn't go for you.
Perfect.
Dave in Redmond, hello.
Oh, good morning. Hey, the word of the day, apoplectic, is sponsored by Bellevue Rare Coins today.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Is it sponsored by Bellevue Rare Coins?
Actually, no. You just gave them a free plug.
Well, that's all right. They were so nice to me. Greg came in yesterday and did something really nice for me, which I'm going to tell you about on Friday in more detail. But some of our clients have been absolutely wonderful. First, your prize, Dave.
Dave, you have a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Bob Hangs Up the Mic party on Friday, August 8th. In the Carter Center.
Oh, awesome.
Starting at 8 a.m.
Thank you so much for 25 great years of radio. Really
thank you, Dave. Well, it was really 24 great years of radio. 22 and a half and one ugly year.
There's always one ugly year.
Thank you. Hang on.
There was a year of silence.
I was trying to make a deja vu joke.
But it works real hard.
Yeah. Worked hard on the main stage.
There for you.
All right. Several clients have given me some very nice gifts. And they're nice, not just in it's not the materialism of a gift, just super thoughtful. In fact, there's several listeners who have been super thoughtful, and I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to appear to be asking for gifts.
Well, I've seen something that I haven't seen in years, and that is old-fashioned hand-addressed stamped cards coming into your mailbox
I know.
Out there. So people are thinking about, are they sympathy cards, congratulations cards? What kind of cards are you
mostly
getting?
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
From nice people.
That's great.
Doing this job, live in, first off, it's a true, and you guys know this because you have been saying this too, it's just truly an honor to be a part of people's lives every day. They invite us into their lives because we are an opt-in service. You know, no one forces anyone to listen. So everyone who's here is here by choice. And that carries with it like a huge responsibility to do something halfway decent, you know, to leave them feeling a little better than before they came in or to at least, clean up the message you make while they're here. It's whatever it is.
To enrich the day-to-day life.
Yeah. And so many people have been telling us how many ways we've done that for them that it's a little overwhelming. Actually.
Everybody says thank you, you know, and it's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't thank me. Thank you for letting us do this, for making it possible. I mean, that's a... there's no way in the world I thought that we would last as long as we have doing this together.
Oh, me neither.
And, you know.
I gave it 2-3 years tops.
When you came to Seattle, that's what you
thought.
That's
what I figured.
Right? Yeah.
In fact, someone said, well, you might like Seattle. And I thought, well, if I absolutely love it, I guess I could stay there 10 years. And then I thought about that and went, nah, that's crazy. Because in radio... When you first start your radio career, and you guys don't know this because we worked together for the whole 25, but in your early radio career, you bounce around a lot. And it's like that WKRP song.
Town to town, up and down the dial,
town to
right?
town, up and down the dial. And I did that. Did you? You did a little bit of that.
No, Columbus to here. And once
that
I got
was it.
Here, I said, this is God's country, and if I can
it's your
stay,
second
I'll
market.
Stay. Yeah.
I liken it to dating and marriage. Some people are very promiscuous, you know, with their radio stations and with their career promiscuous. They go all over the place for a while and then they seem to settle down. I seemed to settle down a little bit in Boston, but then I went to Baltimore for a couple of years. And then when I got to Seattle, I married this community. I said, whatever you want, dear.
Yeah.
Just like, you like aviation. Well, I will like aviation. I'll learn to become a pilot. You like boating. I will take my Power Squadron course. Ooh la la, you like gardening. You like the outdoors. Well, let me just get into everything that this area is known for to have a way to relate to the passions of all the people. And that was the gift not from me to you, but that was a gift from this whole region.
There's a reason that you don't see people leave this market is because it's the greatest place on earth to live.
Some people in New York, like the whole deal in radio was you want to be in New York. That's where you make the big money. That's where you become a radio star. And some people in New York said, don't go to Seattle. You'll get stuck there.
Good for us.
Thank you.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I raised a family, and they all turned out reasonably not like people from New York. Now, no offense.
A lot of people in what you would say transitory kind of jobs, like professional athletes, we have so many that live here that just, you know, Spike and I went to the Storm game. There's Bill Russell sitting there, you know, Bill Russell, the legend, can live anywhere in the world he wants.
Anywhere he wants in the world.
He lives on Mercer Island, has for decades, you know, and that's just, it's a great place to live. I was talking to Kelly yesterday. I said, you know, we haven't thought about it, but I've only worked in Seattle except briefly in Ellensburg when I was in college. I worked over there, and I said, you know, I'm sure that everything's going to work out great here in Seattle, but I could go be the king of Yakima. How would you like to be the queen of Yakima or the queen of
You're setting your sights higher. It used to be Moses Lake.
Yeah.
You wanted to be the mayor of Moses Lake.
I said Moses Lake, yeah. She didn't like that talk.
She doesn't like that idea?
No, she doesn't like that.
See, and I'm at a point now where I like a little more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Moses Lake twice in the last year, and I loved it there.
Moses Lake is awesome.
Many of them transplanted from here listening on iHeartRadio right now.
Yeah, it's growing over there. It's growing like crazy.
But anyway, all of the messages that are coming in are being warmly read and appreciated. Thank you very much. You can email us, show@bobrivers.com. That address will work after Friday. I actually hope to sit down and have a chance to answer some of the nicer emails and say thank you. It may be impossible to do them all. And, boy, do we have a show for you. Today, a great show. Ken the Vegan will be in. And, you know, we're inviting in people that meant a lot to us over the years, and they may seem like quirky, interesting people, some of them, and you may wonder why, but it's because they mean a lot for some reason. Sean Alexander, I don't mean to say for some reason just to you, Ken the Vegan, because it for some reason applies to actually half the people who've been here recently. Sean Alexander, who has given us legal commentary on the phone, I don't want to say advice, because for advice you should pay a real lawyer who works as your advocate. Sean always let you know that based on whatever you've said, even if it's not his area of expertise, he'll tell you what he knows. He has been a super friend to me and our family and our whole radio family personally, as well as a friend to all of you in the audience. At 8 o'clock this morning, Spike and the Impalers will stop by. We'll play a couple of Spike and the Impalers songs and talk about all of our remaining listener appreciation parties throughout the rest of the year with Spike and the Impalers. We'll continue to do the Pot Report. Steve Poole, really one of my favorite Seattle media personalities, is a weather guy, but what depth of character, what an amazing run he's had.
I'm wondering when he's going
to
call it.
That's what I wanted to ask him.
Because I'd love that gig.
I'd like him to announce it here today.
Yeah.
You want to be the weather guy?
Oh, man.
Want to be the ambassador to the weather? What do you want to
when
be?
When a wonderfully qualified guy with massive degree qualifications steps down, you know what they look for?
Well, they look for somebody that'll get them ratings.
No.
Yeah.
They look for, well, yes. Yeah, okay. But say more.
Well, Steve's qualifications are in media, not in weather. I mean, he's evolved into a fine weatherman, but I don't think he went to
you
media.
Think you could evolve into a fine weatherman, really?
Hey, I watch the weather closer than anybody.
Well, he's developing in the south and moving up the coast. He's going
to
kind of building
like
speed
to
as he goes.
People like a guy like Steve, a friendly guy that stays on top of it, that's knowledgeable, that is relatable. You don't think that's what they like?
No, I don't think so.
What do you think they like?
I think they like younger, hotter people.
To give them the weather? When I think of a weatherman.
They don't look, I mean, not that you're old.
When I think of a weatherman, I think of An old trusted friend with a bald head.
My foot hurts. It's going to rain. My foot hurts. I'm telling you.
I think of it.
Go ahead, ignore me.
Steve is coming in today, and you're going to tell him I want your job?
Well, no, I'm just curious as to when he might.
Boy, you are ruthless.
Well, let Joe subtly bring it up.
I mean, when you think weather, see, I think of, we should really have like an old guy with a long beard sitting up on a mountain.
Gandalf with the weather.
What's the weather going to be?
Gandalf, what will the weather be?
It shall not rain!
I mean, I want some authority in my weather. I don't want some young kid telling me what it's going to do. You need to have somebody with some wealth of experience.
Ignore me at your peril, Northwesterners!
Gandalf, give me the hurricane forecast for Hawaii.
Always in view. See ya. Aloha.
Hurricane Balrog is coming in, right?
Yeah.
From the fiery depths of hell, I swim at thee.
If you're going to SeaTac for your Hawaiian vacation, you might want to double check because there are two hurricanes coming to Hawaii in the next 36 hours.
Do you know this is the first hurricane on a direct path to Hawaii in 20 years?
Yeah.
Remember the last one?
I don't know.
Iniki, I think, I don't know if it was the last one, but Iniki was the bad one that hit Kauai. Devastated. The island of Kauai.
This one's looking like it's heading to the Big Island right now.
It's not going to be devastating.
And that's where I go on vacation. It looks like the best thing, the biggest thing you can do, you could say about this hurricane so far, is that it has devastated the toilet paper shelves at Costco.
Yes. And Spam, too. That's a real thing. All the Spam.
Everybody bought Spam and toilet paper.
Spam and toilet paper.
Because in Hawaii, you get paid in sunshine. So all you can afford is Spam and toilet paper if you live there.
Yeah, Spam is a weird thing about Hawaii, but that's the meat of Hawaii. They
Spam
love that
is
stuff.
The meat of Hawaii. It's on the license plate.
Oh, yeah.
They put the state meat on there.
But that was a rainbow.
It's a state meat.
Spam in the sun too long? It's that colory thing? Yeah.
Way more Spam than any other state. I don't know why, but they do.
They really? Is that a statistic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you are...
How are we on the Spam scale?
I haven't looked, but I know Hawaii's number one. I think California's number two. I'll look and see if I can find the current rankings for you. But if you are a flying United or Hawaiian, they have both said, changes are free. You can make your changes either way you want.
What about Alaska?
I haven't checked.
My favorite airline.
I had not heard an announcement from Alaska yet, but we'll see if we can get the information. I did hear those two this morning already, though.
Okay. I love Gandalf's forecast.
I know.
Fool hobbit!
Fool of a took!
Fool of a took! Close your windows, fool of a took! Yes, ye hobbit, all be flooded in worms of here!
Smoking on a big pipe.
Now,
would you watch Gandalf on the way there?
Yeah.
I would if it was Ian McClellan.
Yeah.
But they can't afford Ian McClellan.
I know you think
let's
they
go
want...
to the pattern here for a 7-day forecast.
Gandalf would have fireworks with the lights.
You think they want those bubbly blondes up there, but no, you want some experience.
It's a shame we're having this new idea on the second to last day, because Gandalf forecast would be huge.
Best character ever. Yeah.
He puts on the ring, steps in front of the map. He's gone. We're gone. I can see the friends moving in. That's brilliant.
That's amazing.
It always has been a fantasy of mine, though.
All right, so you're going to attack Steve Poole and tell him he should step down so you can have his job.
He's
going to
push him down the
today?
Stairs like on Showgirls. When Elizabeth Berkley shoved Gina Gershon down the stairs, she could be the star.
That's Joe. Right?
Yes.
He would secretly do
it's
that.
100% Joe.
He would make sure there was no surveillance.
I'm guessing Steve Poole's got about a decade left.
You think he's going to keep doing
it? Steve is ageless. I mean, he is really, he's on top of his game, and I think he loves it. I think that guy really loves to go
like
to work.
Like me, I hate it.
Well, I'm not saying you hate it, but he loves to go to work every day, it seems like to me, and he does a long day. I mean, those news guys, their day has evolved quite a bit.
How has a news guy's day evolved?
Well,
who can turn the world on with her smile?
They used to be the 5 o'clock news.
Steve Poole.
Steve, and you can make it.
They used to do a 5 o'clock newscast for half an hour leading into the national news.
That's right.
And then an 11 o'clock newscast for half an hour leading into the Tonight Show or whatever. Now you've got Steve starts at 4 with Mary Nam because I watch him. I
believe he starts at 3 on Twitter.
Well, he probably does.
They have to tweet. They have to Facebook.
Yeah. Steve did the morning forecast on the radio.
Yeah, he does. In. He does a whole hour before the 5 o'clock news.
That's right.
And then he does 5. Then he does, I think, 6:30.
You want this job?
Cush gig.
It's a lot.
You say it's cush gig. First off, people used to say my gig was a cush gig too. Yes, in some ways it is. But please, you know it's not a cush gig.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a cush gig. I'm just saying I love weather. I could sit there and watch weather and talk about it. I mean, if I had to hone in on one subject and say, this is the only thing you can talk about.
Yeah, his is a cush gig. That's why it's cush. Way more cush than any of this. We have to know about a lot of different
crap. He only has to look at the weather and
just
say what it is.
Just that one thing.
Yeah.
You got like 6 websites you check. You look
outside.
So
it takes no brains at all to do what he does.
Oh, I think it takes a lot
just
of brains.
Don't wear green or the map was right across
no,
the street.
It takes brains, but it's cush.
The thing I have loved about doing this show.
You just love saying cush.
I do. So high.
Steve pulled cush. Oh, that's a great
The thing I have loved about our show is we can do anything. There is any variety of things. There is no subject that's off limits. There is no guest that's off limits. There's really no show like it in the world, and it's been wonderful.
Yes.
But it would be kind of sometimes I think to myself, that one thing, you just do this one thing, and that's your thing.
Gandalf weather.
Yeah. Weather. Fantasy football, I fancy myself.
Hotter than the flames of Mount Doom itself!
I could do a fantasy football
It's so
show.
Hot you can't even fart in the forest!
Talk about nothing but that, you know, or barbecue. I mean, these things, you know.
I love your energy.
Yeah.
Wish I had your energy.
I could do a show about dogs. Talking about dogs. Mm. Call in, talk about your dog.
Yeah.
Who's up next? Call in and talk about their dog.
K-Dog.
6:40 coming up. Ken the Vegan's going to drop it. Oh, is he here already? Look at that. He's got a pile of lifeless cookies out there.
What flavors the dust today,
Ken? Yeah, bring him on in. Yeah, come on in, Ken.
Texter says, being a weatherman isn't easy. He's the only person on the newscast who has to predict the future. Someone else says, I'm pretty sure Joe was born an old man, probably on a couch on the porch.
You're going to enjoy that.
Honey, it's time!
And somebody else is pointing out that you can get Spam and Eggs at McDonald's in Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is huge.
Well, I love that area. That's where Lisa and I like to go on vacation. So I just hope that, you know, supposedly the storm is weakening.
Well, yeah, we're talking Category 2, right?
Yeah.
It's not a hurricane anymore?
There's two storms. One is hasn't weakened yet, but they feel like it's going to be downgraded to a tropical storm when it hits Honolulu
Which
on Friday.
Fine. Yeah.
And then the second one has been upgraded to a Category 2, and that's the one that's going to hit the Big Island on Sunday.
Right. Back when we began the show 25 years ago, an early guest of ours, and I loved him, although we teased him, and probably still will today, an early guest of ours was a guy who called himself Ken the Vegan. He's a proponent of eating vegetables. He's also an activist when it comes to the whales, when it comes to factory farming and chickens and all of these things that Jody, I know, believes in more compassion for animals. And, of course, he believes in total compassion, like not even eating them. I compassionately eat animals.
I only eat the ones that had happy lives.
Yeah, and you bless the food and then dig right into the meat.
Right.
But anyway, what I loved about Ken is that he embodies the spirit of good people who are close to nature, and I've always appreciated that sort of thing. And also, he was kind of ahead of his time as far as Seattle goes. When I think about the things he used to talk about 20, 25 years ago, and I look around today at all of the organic local farms, and you look at the trend towards more education when it comes to food, just look at what Spike and Joe are going through now. They're realizing that all of this packaged, pre-processed food is toxic to human beings and yet sold by human beings to other human beings because of factories and corporations. And by the way, I love corporations. Frankly, a corporation has always handed me a piece of paper with money on it. And I love getting paid.
Bought
and
love.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you work for a giant corporation too. Or have in the past.
That's not that big. It, you know, just
what is it, two people?
Well, It builds airplanes, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Out of vegetables, though.
It's vegetable airplanes.
All vegan air.
So, yeah. So in other words, we live in the real world, and it's. I think it's really good to aspire, although it's a terrible name for a car. There is a car called the Aspire,
Aspire yeah.
But it's a really cheap car, and I always, every time I see that car, I go, "Is that all you aspire to?" But anyway, I digress. I think it's good to aspire to be kinder to animals, to be kinder to the planet, and kinder to your body. And so when we were thinking of the special people on the show that we want to say thank you for all your years of unpaid service to the audience, Ken the Vegan is definitely, you know, the only one we could get. Hi.
Oh, you know, I wake up early enough to make it in here before work sometimes, so...
Yeah. Well, no, you're when I say the only one we could get, I mean, we had like 50 other people. They said no. And then I said, well, let's call Ken then.
And I appreciate it, Bob. I mean, I just it's just been
being
great.
The 51st person is still pretty high up on the list.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always it's always been fantastic working, you know,
Ken
is
what's the vegetable, the National Vegetable Day? What is it called? The Meat Out Day?
Oh, the Meat Out Day. Yeah. That's our first day of spring usually. Mm. You know, asking everybody to take a day to not eat animals. For those of us who already don't, hey, it's easy.
What day is that? Because we're not going to see you there.
Like March 21st, March 20th.
Next year.
If that's
yeah.
too hard to remember, then you could just follow Meat Free Mondays.
Oh, they do that too?
That's Every a Monday. Real thing.
I wonder why they do that when there's no fresh vegetables around. I mean,
March.
Yeah, because you would think... I can easily go without meat right now. There is such a wealth of wonderful, fresh, local produce out
there. Joe, there's always fresh vegetables.
Well, there's vegetables from Chile and stuff. I mean, that you know, you're getting your Southern Hemisphere vegetables in March.
That's true. So, Ken, anyway, welcome. How are you, dude?
Doing good. Doing
good. You look
good.
You're happy?
Yes.
I remember when we first met you, you were kind of a single, lonely guy. We used to say people that only eat vegetables are very lonely. Then you got a beautiful...
Did they used to say that? If you want to meet a nice woman, you better
get a steak, brother.
Eat a steak. That's
they,
right.
They've pretty much said about everything possible in here.
Yeah.
I sent Pedro and Eric a little clip. I mean, actually, a guy who used to be on your show a long time ago, a guy named Tex.
I haven't
heard Tex Winchester.
Had many debates with
Well,
Tex
you know what
Winchester.
He now? You know what he does now? Gandalf's weather. He does Gandalf's weather.
Let's drill for some cold air.
Yes, that's right. I got to ask you. You knew we were having fun the whole time, right? We never hurt your feelings, did we?
Nah, you guys. It was absolutely great working up here.
Yeah. We were giving time to the anti-meat stance, and it always bothered us a little bit. Like there's probably some meat lovers out there. That may, you know, not want to hear it, but we figured we'd
Oh, there were plenty. It was kind of a regular segment, call and beat on Ken. I mean, there were a lot
I
of,
do recall
know,
that.
Yeah, there was a lot of meat lovers.
Well, you know, we've talked about a lot of topics. Like right now, one of the things is to free elephants. You know, we want...
You're eating elephant?
No.
It's not made of meat.
This is a big deal, and you're right. Elephants may be gone in our lifetime.
Talk about that because read a little bit about this.
Actually, I'm thinking more of, you know, not having them just in cages for public display. And right now, Seattle really seems poised to tell Woodland Park Zoo, hey, that is just not cool to do.
Let's get rid of your elephants. What do we do with them, though? Because free-range elephants in the wild...
There'll be
in more danger than they are in the zoo, won't they?
No.
There's an off ramp in Redmond. That's
yeah. Where do we put the Woodland Park elephant?
First of all, there's several sanctuaries around the country that have land
that donated them for that. Yes.
You know, that's where the elephant should go. And I mean,
do you say an elephant shouldn't be in captivity?
I don't think any animal should be in a tiny cage.
I know,
cage.
That's why I want it. Why are you focusing on the elephants especially?
I think it's one thing where Seattle has really woken up. You say 25 years ago, you know, how things have changed in 25 years. Now you look every day in the Seattle Times, there's an article saying, yeah, Woodland Park should let the elephants go.
25 years ago, we had a gorilla in a shopping mall. I mean, down there in Tacoma.
Did we really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a...
Ivan.
Yeah, it was Ivan the gorilla, and there was a stink about that. It's like, Ivan's been living in this cage in this mall for years. Let's
Terrible.
Get rid of him.
Wow. Yeah, things do change over the years. So what will we do about taking our kids to the circus, though? This sounds like the elephant thing would be a bummer for that.
Yeah. There are two totally different things. Let me help you, Ken.
Yeah.
The reason that people want the animal, the elephants specifically, to be removed from the zoos is because they are lonely, they are sad, and they're actually very sentient beings.
They're like human beings.
Yes,
like
very
the orca
much.
Whales.
They live for a really long time, and there's simply not enough room. They walk miles a day out in the wilderness. And although the Woodland Park Zoo is a wonderful zoo, and by comparison...
And you like it. You go there.
Yeah. I do like it. I typically don't look at the elephants or the orangutans because I personally get upset because I don't think that that's right. I hate to say
no,
cute.
No, and I think this is fine, by the way. This is how morals and things change over time, and there's always a resistance to it, as there was to same-sex marriage, as there was to... medicinal marijuana, even ideas change a little bit over time, and it's weird. As a human being, like, I kind of think that us eating meat, you might have several thousand years of work ahead of you on that one.
Hopefully not quite that long, but it's not going to happen next week.
But no, it's
zoos,
not.
Zoos versus circuses, it's not even close.
Yeah. But elephants in captivity, I kind of can get with that. As Jody says, like the orca whale, as I learned more about the orca whale and how they were capturing them and making them put on shows, it almost, I got to understand, there's a lot of people that believe that there's humans and lower animal species that are there for our amusement. And they believe those are the only two kinds of species there are. In other words, that humans are the...
Well, every animal is lower than us. I mean, when you think about it...
Yeah, but the humans are the emperors. The humans are the czars of...
Right.
Of,
they're not all there just for our pleasure,
all
right?
Living things, and everything else is for our pleasure, and anybody who
even if you subscribe to that, which I don't... I
no,
don't,
you don't. I don't either, by the way.
I don't think anybody in this room subscribes to that.
Nobody in this room, no. It's Spike.
I'm totally there.
Just for the heck of it. No one really does.
But even if you do, why would you treat them so cruelly? I mean, if you had...
Because they're animals and they're just animals.
You know, why are they made of meat? We weren't supposed to eat them.
There's Tex. Remember
how
Tex?
How about a footbridge from the Woodland Park Zoo to Green Lake? The inside track of the lake is for humans. The outside track's for the elephants. They walk all day long. Maybe they won't be so fat.
Who's going to pay for it, though? Who's going to pay?
Tex, I'm just worried that...
Here's what we do. Corporate sponsorship brought to you by Shell Oil. Big Shell on the back of the elephant's ass. Beautiful.
I'm just
looking at all the hate is back. You've missed me.
I've missed you. Yeah. I'm just worried that you're going to walk on the wrong side. And well, at least, a year or two ago, we might not known which is the elephant and which is Spike.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You know, I got this fat eating carrots. Wrong.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
Ken, thank you. Now, what did you bring us today? You brought us some veggie cookies,
vegan
right?
cookies. I brought these.
Most people don't know the cookies are loaded with meat. Tell me about that.
They're loaded with cow.
Tell me how there's cow in cookies. Well, from butter, right?
From butter.
Yeah. From milk.
From milk. Yeah. And, some people, I think everybody except for one person in this room doesn't think elephants should be in cages. At least one person... In this room?
Doesn't think butter should be in cages.
Doesn't think cows should be in cages.
Free range butter. It'll just lay there waiting for you.
I got to say, your cookies have come a long way. Just in appearance. I mean, those are beautiful.
They used to bring in like weird little crumbly.
Well, they were kind of little sandy looking little.
Toasters.
I mean, they were good. They were always pretty tasty. But
when he first said the word tofurkey, I thought he made it up. Ken the Vegan, thank you very much. Over the years, we've enjoyed having you out there. And here you are, still here after all these years.
I'm happy you guys are still here. Well, at least
one more day.
Oh, one more
touché.
Thank you, Ken the Vegan. Send a nice message to Ken the Vegan. No matter what your point of view, send him a nice message on the text, 52309. Coming up, Sean Alexander, Spike and the Impalers, Steve Poole, Cisco Morris. Last bit of gardening advice. And this is actually a cool segment because, Cisco is a treasure, a Seattle treasure, a Pacific Northwest treasure on television with his reports. He'll be joined by Elaine Anderson. She's the WSU Extension Master Gardener Program Coordinator. And what this is if you like growing vegetables, which you do and I do. And by the way, you've got me kind of into it. I mean, I ate almost entirely out of my garden last night.
Excellent.
Except for the chicken. But he was
in the garden. It seemed fair.
And if you'd like to know, especially after we're off the air, if you'd like to know how to get free master gardener advice anytime, we'll have Cisco first, then we'll have Elaine, who will tell you there's a website where you can submit your questions, you can get timely answers, and free advice from the experts. 653. Forbes magazine says Seattle is the number two city in America. That's a pretty good honor. Where do you think they say it's cooler to live than Seattle?
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, starting to see some heavier volume southbound 405 approaching 527. Also northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill, getting a little bit busier. We've got some congestion northbound I-5 from about 320th and Federal Way up towards 516. Southbound I-5 is also congested through Shoreline.
Right now at Fred Meyer, all kids' shoes are buy one, get one half off. Save on Skechers, Converse, and Vans. You can stock up on all their favorites. All you need to know for back to school is that you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Social media loves its hashtag TBT, but with iHeartRadio, any moment can be a throwback.
Like the picture in your disco threads, baby.
The boy toy belt you wore in the 80s.
Or that flannel look in your grunge period.
With thousands of the best live stations and custom music stations you can create on the fly, you can throw back anytime, anywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. Download the latest version of the iHeartRadio app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
If you're the kind of guy who's always thought the Harley-Davidson would be great for you, or if it's time to get a new scooter, come up to Emerald City Harley-Davidson this Saturday, because I, Spike O'Neill, am going to try my hand at selling Harley-Davidsons, and I don't know what I'm doing. That's good for you. Harley-Davidson, Emerald City Harley-Davidson, it's at 99 and 188th.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless yeast rolls and endless peanuts. And the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more.
Ah, this is nonsense.
What? I thought you liked my meatloaf.
No, that's not it. I should have switched to ShareBuilder because I'm tired of my current online brokerage's high fees, confusing website, and InvestoBabble.
InvestoBabble.
Really, Jim? Maybe you should switch to ShareBuilder.
Switch to ShareBuilder by Capital One. We clear the clutter, cut the jargon, and keep trade prices low so you can feel confident when making your investing decisions. Visit ShareBuilder.com/invest today.
Securities products are offered by Capital One ShareBuilder, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC.
Some patchy fog and morning clouds will start your day, but most areas will get mostly sunny. Places like the San Juan Islands on the coast may not see the sun today, but highs will be in the 70s. Weekend looking good and sunny. Saturday in the upper 70s and Sunday in the lower to mid 80s. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. With fares from just $69, book a trip now to one of Alaska Airlines' destinations, like San Francisco, San Jose, or San Diego. Travel from Seattle valid from September 3rd to December 16th, 2014. Book by 8/12. Restrictions apply. Visit AlaskaAir.com for details.
Just once a year, Bothell Furniture brings you our very best prices with our annual no-frills sale. You save up to 70% on Bothell Furniture's entire 10,000-square-foot showroom. Select floor models, factory excess, all marked down for our no-frills sale. Dining, bedroom sets, leather, upholstery, and more. All made in America. All premium quality for your Northwest lifestyle. With top ratings for quality by a major consumer group. Hurry, Bothell Furniture's no-frills sale ends soon.
Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn has the hottest gaming promotions of the summer season. In June, Muckleshoot Casino gave away cars. In July, many lucky winners won wonderful cruises. And to end the summer in the month of August, it's nothing but cash. That's right, $120,000 to be exact. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in August, 100 lucky winners using their Players Club card will be randomly selected between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. to win their share of $10,000. And baseball fans will want to make sure to get in on the Grand Slam giveaway. Through August 29th, stop by the Players Club. Sign up for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Seattle take on Washington in interleague play. Every Friday in August, five lucky signed-up winners actively playing with their Players Club card between 1 and 4 p.m. will be randomly drawn every hour to win. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Then come enjoy hot August action only at your casino. Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lea Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lea Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleaappliance.com for details. Albert Lea Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
Join Ted Brown Music for their anniversary sale at your nearest Ted Brown Music, going on now. Take advantage of the summer's lowest prices on all your favorite music gear. Guitars, drums, pro audio, band and orchestra, and more. Acorn electronic drum set, $299. Ibanez acoustic guitar with case, $159. Microphone with cable and stand, only $39.99. For a limited time only, rent or buy an instrument and get free lessons. Visit your nearest Ted Brown Music for details. Don't miss these savings and more at Ted Brown Music, your local family-owned music store for over 83 years.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair through August 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
Thank you, BECU, for your compassion and attention to detail. You made our dream of owning a new home come true.
And thank you, Randy W., for placing your trust in us for one of the biggest purchases of your life. At BECU, we view lending as a relationship, not a transaction, which means we won't just help you find a mortgage. We'll help you find the right mortgage to fit your needs.
There's a trust that's been built between us and BECU.
Thanks for the home loan, BECU. You guys rock.
Thank you, James E., and you're very welcome, Angie R. Our goal is to continue to rock for as long as you need us.
Thank you for being a part of our family.
We picked up the keys to our new house. We're so excited. Hashtag first home.
And we're excited for you, Brent and Randy. Hashtag congratulations. Share the excitement. If you're in the market for a mortgage, then take advantage now of our low home loan rates. Visit BECU.org and let us help you find the mortgage that's right for you. BECU is an equal housing opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Make tomorrow awesome with the best in entertainment. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Over in my neighborhood, we have live music on Wednesday nights out at the City Park there in Newcastle. I went last night, and I hadn't been yet this year to a show. Great show, by the way. And something kept happening. And what it was is I see my friend Larry, and I wave to him, and he looks like, who is that? And he comes over and goes, my God, I didn't even recognize you. Then I see my neighbor Greg, and I say, hey, Greg. And he looks at me and goes, my God, I didn't even recognize you. I get that a lot these days because I have lost so much weight, I look like a different person. And I actually look a lot younger than I used to. 30-10 weight loss for life is the way I've been losing the weight. I've lost about 65 pounds. In fact, I'm going to go in and weigh today and see exactly how much I've lost. I go to the Bellevue location. There are four now. Silverdale, Kent, Bellevue, and a brand new Everett office. If you want to get in on this and you want to lose some weight, do it healthy, do it fast. Call 855-843-3010 or go to 3010weightlossforlife.com.
This report is brought to you by 7-Eleven.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, starting to see some heavier volume southbound 405 approaching 527. Also northbound 405 through the S-curves up towards the Kennedale Hill, getting a little bit busier. We've got some congestion northbound I-5 from about 320th and Federal Way up towards 516. Southbound I-5 is also congested through Shoreline.
Come to 7-Eleven and enjoy Doritos Loaded, the nacho cheese snack for the bold. Available only at 7-Eleven, then enjoy a refreshing Pepsi Cola made with real sugar. Plus, listen tomorrow for a free offer for a limited time at participating stores.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
This was one of the most fun Bob's Garage sessions ever. Nazareth showed up, and they were a rough and tumble bunch. We've talked about that.
It was rough waking them up at 2 in the afternoon.
It was
watching
rough.
Them tumble into a van.
Yeah, oh, and they God. Were like, what did they drink?
They drank the stoutest English beer we could find.
It was an ale. Yeah,
it was a Newcastle Brown Ale. I think
it was a beer was or is it ale? It
same, yeah, it's a brewed beer. It's yeah. you know,
It's anyway, they were like, bring me more beer. Like, after the first song, it was like, what happened to the beer?
Well, we had a case of beer.
It's gone.
We killed it during soundcheck. I said we, as in Nazareth, killed it during soundcheck. And I remember you saying, how's it sound? We need more beer in the monitors.
That's right.
Monitors, I need more beer.
So, but charming guys. Great. Are they guys still alive?
Yeah.
All of them?
I let me double check that. But last I heard, Nazareth was still out and about. Thank you to the Native American retirement plan.
Oh, I'd love to see them again.
I think the singer has since retired from the road, but that still records.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. Okay. So this was Nazareth. This is back when my garage was actually in a real garage in a cul-de-sac neighborhood. Those of you in Middle Fork remember, here's Nazareth live in Bob's garage.
Okay, then. Hello, we are Nazareth, and we're live at Bob's garage in Twin Peaks. Ooh, hooray, here we are now. Okay, it's just like Scotland, and this is a song about my father.
Yeah. There you go. Nazareth, Lods of Bob's Garage. That was fun, huh?
Yeah.
Really amazing. I couldn't believe he could sing that high, that raspy.
Yeah.
And still pull it off.
Do you remember that he almost destroyed your microphone that day? Do you remember what he was doing when he was singing?
This guy
smoked a lot. And Joe's right. He retired just about a year ago. He announced that he has a COPD, that chronic...
policeman following you all the time?
Pulmonary.
You got the lung thing.
It's a lung thing where you can't, all of a sudden, you can't breathe. Like, there's a commercial where there's an elephant sitting on your chest on TV. That's what this guy has.
And he had to stop singing that.
Well, I had to stop singing at all.
It's Dan McCaffrey, right?
Yeah, said, I can't do this live. I can't expect people to pay to come see our band if I can't get up there and guarantee I'm going to do it every single night. He's going to keep making records, because making records, you can stop, you can start, you can do what you got to do. Yeah. But when he came into the studio, he smoked. And this was still in your garage, which was like we were to open the garage doors.
I remember there was this bucket of butts.
This guy literally would take a cigarette, and the band's playing, and he'd be like, inhale.
He couldn't go, in between each phrase, in between each line of a song, he had to take a pop.
It was literally, I bring a soul, and smoke would be blowing on the microphone. I mean, don't about you.
That's right.
And that was that's like that Beatles mic, right? That's that priceless.
It was a very priceless old microphone
I need another one of these.
More beer in the monitor.
More beer in the monitor, Bobby.
You know, it's rock and roll, though.
It was awesome.
That microphone has some very famous smoke in it.
You bet.
You know, it's like a barbecue is smoked meat. Makes it sound better. 7:10. Okay. We're also going to play some Twisted Doom. Excuse me. That made me.
Nazareth.
Sorry, Bobby.
Yeah. Just thinking about his throat makes me tighten up. We have some Twisted Tune memories, too. I have to tell you about the first time I was blown away by Spike, and that he could sing Sting. And, you know, Spike does Bruce Springsteen, Spike does AC/DC. But when I heard how well he could do Sting, I just couldn't believe it.
You know, there's not a Spike in the Impaler's police
song
yet.
We don't do a police song. I don't know why.
Yeah, you need to whip one of those together. Synchronicity.
We talked about doing one, but...
We did a Message in a Bottle when we first were auditioning for the band members at the Waldo's. Is that what was it?
Yeah, Waldo's over in Redmond.
In Redmond, yeah. We had a bit.
Anyway, we did that song about Roseanne. What else? What other Sting stuff did you do?
We did I Hope the Chinese Love Their Children Too. Remember that?
That was when the Tiananmen Square massacre occurred, and we didn't care if there was something that you couldn't make fun of. We didn't make fun of it. But we still did a song about it.
Yeah.
We did do The Chinese Love Their Children, too, because we just couldn't believe the atrocity. See, we had a heart back then.
Sort of.
Even though we had the sensitivity of the Three Stooges.
Well, no, poop jokes and wiener jokes.
We did so many poop and wiener jokes. As I look back, I can't believe.
A lot of bodily functions.
Oh, man. We covered every bodily function.
Everyone. I mean, nose picking, tooth blowing, you name it. It's all in there.
Yeah. Why did we do that? Because when you're young, it's funny?
I think you...
I don't think 20-year-olds today do that.
I think that, and I also think at one point you had a pretty, you know, pretty big deal to put these things out nationally. And
I put out four a month.
You had to put them out. So, you know, we're looking for ideas. It's like, oh, there's an idea. It just came right out of my...
nose.
Yeah.
I don't want to play those. No. But here's one that I thought was really clever. When Dire Straits sang "I Want My MTV," it was the change of an era. Videos, they said, killing the radio star. It didn't quite kill us, but when the MP3 came out, it killed the record industry. And so that's the line that Sting sings. Of course, I want my MP3. And now the Dire Straits part was done by Ben, wasn't it?
I believe Ben did the Mark Knopfler parts. That.
Let's see if Pedro has this one. It's called "I Want My MP3."
We'll be right back.
that's the way you do it.
That's you, Spike.
Play your music on your MP3s. That ain't stealing. Everybody's doing it. Get your music for nothing and your hits for free. That ain't crooked. Everybody's doing it. Let me tell you, them kids ain't dumb. They don't give a rip about their favorite singer. They just keep on ripping off their songs. We got to install MP3 players. Labels bitching, losing royalties. Got to download, then maybe later. We're gonna burn a dozen CDs. Look at that. That ain't stealing. Put your music on the MP3s. That ain't crooked. Everybody's doing it. Get your music for nothing and your hits for free. Get your music for nothing. Get your discs for free. Oh, that ain't.
Get your music for nothing and your hits for free. Music for nothing.
They were both you, both those voices.
Yeah, you were.
Man. And that was, and by the way, that was a moral dilemma of that time, because artists were saying, hey, you're stealing our music. How did that actually work out? Well, a couple of things happened. Napster got sued and shut down, which, by the way, my friend and our agent and lawyer, Paul Anderson, said that's what's going to happen. He said they're going to sue him and shut him down, but then six others will spring up in their place. And like most things that are illegal, but people do it anyway, you can never stop it, but you can just make it difficult to steal, and you can put a stigma on it, and gradually more and more, because most people are basically honest. Like, if you're not, if people will get away with stuff as long as they think nobody cares.
And people will steal stuff if they think it's unjust that they're
paying so much.
Paying too much, yeah.
So where are we at today? Well, very interesting. A lot of people pay 99 cents a song, and they're okay with that. People still have ripped off collections that they, you know, dupe. But there's also all of these song services. What finally came out was the digital version of what we've always done, which is play songs in exchange for advertising, and we add companionship to it. These other services, they don't have so much companionship, like your Pandora or your Spotify.
Or your iHeartRadio.
The iHeartRadio also has your build your own station, but we've got all the companions, too.
Mm-hmm.
The companions we have under contract that work for us.
Right.
And then you have your satellite radio, which has a lot of music stuff, but they also have licensing deals with various kinds of spoken word content. But when it comes to the music, it's turned into, and Netflix is a good example of this with video. Video kind of bypassed the whole trading files so much for free. People still do it. I mean, Pedro will show you dark corners on the internet where you can find stuff. Pedro knows the bad neighborhoods.
Well, he's disgusting.
He's disgusting where he comes from.
That's
I don't even shake his hand.
No.
You're looking for old Steven Seagal movies?
Yeah.
That guy.
But the video sharing never got to be as big because the files were too big and it took too long. And because the video industry saw what happened to the record industry, and they quickly figured out ways for you to easily, with iTunes, rent movies, and easily, with Netflix, make a subscription so you could gorge yourself on a huge buffet for a reasonable price. And that's what's happening to music, too. Some of these services, if you want them commercial-free, you pay per month. Some of them, with some commercials, you get for free, but you don't get the personality or the companionship because, you know, it's just
for the music.
It's just for the music, for that stuff. And by the way, the people that are listening to that stuff, I go over to their dinner parties. It's on so far in the background, you wouldn't want to buy a commercial on that. Nobody's going to hear it.
It's just there for a little ambience.
All right. You want a commercial? You want Downtown Joe over there talking about how no one recognizes him because he's lost so much weight. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, and that's so true.
By the way, we have to say how amazing our clients have been. 3010 Weight Loss for Life is sticking with us, right?
Yeah, I'm going there today to weigh, and I fully expect to, talk about it on the radio or otherwise. I'll be talking about this the rest of my life because it has been the most life-changing thing I've done.
But, I mean, you're going to continue doing their commercials.
As long as they'll have me, you bet, man.
Just because we're leaving the radio doesn't mean none of us want to make money. If you got money and you want to throw it at us, call us.
If it's a product we believe in, because yeah. so far, 24 and years and 6 months
I'm the only one
in.
That's actually leaving the radio for now.
Right.
Call these guys. Hire them.
I would like to thank Carter Subaru for sticking with me.
Nice.
We're going to be thanking people.
I had a thing with West Seattle Coins yesterday with Greg. Man, he said such nice things. I didn't want to interrupt him and say, wow, I don't know who you're talking to.
Did he ask you to open up your mouth, take a look at your teeth, say he's got some money in there, you'll be okay?
No, he gave me, actually, I'm going to talk about this tomorrow because it's actually for the last day, but they gave me a present that is maybe one of the most meaningful presents.
Here's the Hope Diamond. Somebody left this laying around.
Yeah, you told him it was only worth a nickel.
Yeah.
Now, they'll tell you what your stuff is really worth. And then when he handed me this, I was like, I made a joke about that, of course. But it's something very historical and very cool that.
As a thank you for being there.
Meant a lot to me. And so
right on, man.
We're going to continue working with the clients that we really care about, which is all of them. You know, I'm not going to go too far from this building, actually. I've talked to Marty, our engineer, yesterday about working with the Carter Subaru Live Theater to set up templates for bands that come in so that they have good sound and they have a great setup with pre-set up EQ and mixing parameters. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to you guys, but in other words, to help the musicians who come on the air here still sound great.
We're going
to
be giving that place a good workout tomorrow. We'll have a lot of great musical guests in the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
That's right. So anyway, there is a lot going on. In just a little bit, Sean Alexander's going to say hi. And I figured we'd open up the phones for just a little bit, maybe take not a lot, but one or two calls. Anybody has a serious legal problem. This will be the last time we have Sean on to give you his opinion, his observations, not actually legal advice. For that, you should pay counsel. But he's great. I mean, he's not the kind of lawyer like a lot of lawyers just want. You know, make a lot of money, and they love it when you go fight and you go sue and you
draw
do stuff. Sean looks at what's going to be a happy outcome. He frequently brings people together and helps solve their problems. Like, for example, Spike and the traffic magistrate. They're like buddies now.
We are. We get along really well now. Yeah.
He's on the phone now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to think of how long ago it was. I think it's almost 14 or 15 years ago.
Yeah, I want to say 15 years ago.
I was sitting on a dock at Orcas Island in Rosario Resort, and Sean was working in the dive shop there. And he and I started talking, and then I met him on the ferry, and we just kept talking. And the next thing you know, Sean became the kind of lifelong friend that you always have. And what I saw in him is that he's always helping people. And not every lawyer is like this. Duh. That's why they have all those jokes about the lawyers in a bus at the bottom of the ocean. A good start. But there are a lot of lawyers. I'm sure you've run into others who feel that their profession, much like a member of the ministry, is to help people. Maybe you've never met one.
I haven't met them.
Yeah, there are some like you. But you're a rare breed. And so thank you very much for over the years calling us every time a legal issue was discussed, for never stretching yourself out beyond your level of expertise, always expressing your limitations, but always putting forth a positive attitude towards resolution.
Well, thank you. And I look at my position as I work at the boundaries of society. When people get into trouble, they've run against the rules of the rest of society. And so frequently I have to bring them back into the normal, and it's easy, sometimes it's hard. The real pleasure in my job is when people come to me with an idea. How can we start this business? How can we make this happen? That's where what I like to do, and that's, you know, positive law. It gets people going. We you know, make organizations, we set up new stores, we set up businesses, people try ideas. When it goes wrong, of course, then I have to be on that side of it. And
sure, when they get a DUI on the way to their new business, then they also call you.
And I get calls at 2 a.m. from the back of the cop car pretty much every other weekend. Somebody will call me, you know, got this little problem. I know exactly what the problem is when they call me at 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's unless they're from, you know, Europe or Asia, then it could be other reasons.
Then it could be other things. So
I want to thank all the listeners, because a lot of times when I talk, I hear from people. And they come in and say, hey, you know, you weren't talking to me, but I heard you. And that is so important that people need to understand that the law is actually there to protect them in many ways. You know, unfortunately, most people run into it when they've got other problems. But if you have a business or you have a rental property, you should have a relationship with a lawyer that can draft you a lease. And then he can also evict your tenants if need be, or maybe he can strike a deal.
One of our text messengers wants to thank you, Sean. Says, Sean rocks. He totally helped me out a bunch with a shady creditor. So sometimes people call you, and it works out for them, too.
Oh, yeah, because I spent so many years in the collection industry, actually before I became a lawyer. And I apologize to all you people that I was really, really harsh on, because I worked for some very angry people. I try to help people, you know, so that they don't have these problems. Mm. And I talk them into it. I said, these are the steps you need to take. I've done it so many times, I can tell you in 2 minutes what to do. And
there's no money in 2 minutes.
There's no money in 2 minutes. That's the other thing about Sean.
I don't know, man.
Sean, by the way, here's the thing. You need to start jacking people for more money, because you don't ask for enough
money. I can tell you in one billable hour what to do.
Well, okay.
He doesn't do that, by the way.
I know.
And it's much simpler than anybody ever envisioned. It's called Avvo Instant. And I'm not plugging myself. I'm plugging the process of legal advice.
Yeah,
and
the website Avvo, is it AVVO.com?
That's the main website. Yeah. If you have a specific question and you want an answer in 15 minutes, you put in your question, you put in your credit card, and within 15 minutes, a lawyer who knows what they're doing will call you and give you advice.
Yeah, that's a new thing on the internet. And now, do some lawyers hate that because it's cheap and fast, and they, you know, view it like real estate people?
Program, so the jury's out on it. We don't really know. Yeah. I've gotten a few calls. People they text me. The system texts me and says, you know, the first lawyer to get back to this person gets some money.
Hmm. Wow, so that's like feeding fish at SeaWorld. I don't know how I feel.
But it's fun. It's fun because I'm driving along. I have to pull over. I talk to somebody I've never heard hear their story. And I'm happy to do this.
All right. Let's do a couple of quick calls from any listener that would like to ask you anything for the last time at 877-901-0957, 877-901-0957. It's our first guy. I think he just wants to say thank you to. His name is Jeff in Everett. Jeff, hello.
Hello, Bob.
You're on.
Congratulations on your moving along.
Thank you. And thank you for not using the R word.
I wanted to thank Sean for getting me out of jury duty. I was working on your garage, in fact, Bob, up on Orcas Island, and I got to meet Sean during the process. And when I was called for jury duty in Seattle at Superior Court, they asked if anybody in the jury pool knew these names, and they listed a bunch of names. Sean Alexander was one of them, and I mentioned that I had worked with him on your garage in Orcas Island, and gratefully I was dismissed from jury duty.
Just for mentioning my name and his name?
And his name as well, yes.
Well, you can all use that, I guess.
Clearly not fit for jury duty.
The Colton Harris Moore trial, I think they were asking about.
No kidding.
No, that wasn't that one. It was a different trial.
Jeff, you've done great stuff for me, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
We have, the lines are full of people with legal issues, so I'm going to wait for Eric to screen one of them.
Well, and I want to thank the staff, because you guys have helped me and brought me out of my shell, because normally I don't go to big events. I don't go to places where there's lots of people. And you've kind of encouraged me to go to the shows and get out there, where normally I'm just pretty quiet and I just help the people that come along to me. And so you've really helped me go out and spread the gospel that the law is not all bad.
Am I the only staff member, Sean, that has not had to use you yet to get out of a jam? I feel a little guilty now. My opportunity is slipping here. I need to go get in some trouble today.
Uh-huh. No, you You still got credit, Joe.
All right, cool.
You come to me and we'll talk.
All right.
When you get into a jam.
Joe's planning on getting in trouble today. I got to take advantage of this.
Tomorrow at 11, I'll be leaving the station, maybe a little under the weather.
Joe and Kent, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. You got a question for Sean?
I do, and it's more of an employment question.
Let me just say that I'm not an employment lawyer, but I know some of the rules.
Go ahead.
And I think my thought process is correct in thinking this way. I worked for a company that when you clocked out and you didn't clock out at your regular time for lunch, you had to go then find a supervisor or a manager to sign the exception log. Okay, that could take you anywhere from 3 to 5 to 10, 15 minutes to find somebody. So when does the time for a 30-minute lunch actually start? When you're released for lunch after that supervisor manager signs that exception log, or when you actually clocked out? Because if the employer is required to give you a 30-minute lunch and they're only going by your clockout time, then they have encroached on your 30-minute lunch, whether it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Yeah. All right. By the way, Joe, what a great question that also makes us sure appreciate our jobs and the lack of a clock.
Sure does.
Joe, thank you. Sean, what do you say?
Well, first off, this is a question for the Department of Labor and Industries. And because they have a board that sets policies for all of the employers, there's a whole set of rules that say what. I mean, if I was defending you and you came to me, hypothetically, what I would say is you get your full 30 minutes. The extra time is administrative time that they're incurring because it's their policy. Now, that I mean, if I was working for you, that's the line I would make. If I was working for them, I would say, wait a second, you're asking for a special exception about your lunch. You want a different time.
If you're only getting,
in other words,
if you're only getting 30
whoever's
minutes,
whoever's paying Sean gets to hear what they want to hear.
I think it starts when you.
What I'm saying is, if she needs to ask a Department of Labor and Industries person.
Yeah. In other words, go to a higher authority on that one. Thank you, Joe. Rob in Lake Taps, go ahead with your quick question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question here. So mine pertains to the application of medical benefit coverage and interpretation of the contract. The situation was services received for a treatment center care that were denied after a period of time, and as a result, the cost of the services was incurred by me, even though it appears the language in the contract that the insurance company should have continued to pay for those benefits, but due to the subjective nature of the care, they denied it.
All right. I'm not sure if that's enough information. Sean, do you hear what he's asking?
No, it is, because I do a lot of medical billing collections. And then this is one that's come up a lot, and he's not alone. And there are some big treatment centers that have big price tags, and they tell you when you walk in, oh, your insurance will cover this. But when you get home, you realize maybe your insurance didn't cover it. And it's a very typical thing, and those usually run between $5,000 and $9,000. They happen all the time. Part of this is you did receive the treatment, but the other part is it's the argument with your insurance company and not the treatment center, because the treatment center will have you sign a waiver when you walk in. That's pretty solid law. But as far as the insurance company goes, they have to be held to the standard of your policy. So what you need to do is if you have a problem with how your insurance was covered or handled, the insurance commissioner, we have a rocking, really good insurance commissioner in this state, very powerful, very strong, and good for the people. So if you make a complaint on the insurance commissioner's website, they have a file a complaint online. Then that's the start of this process, because insurance companies are very tightly regulated, but they make a lot of money by not paying people, and that's how it works. If you were a shareholder, you would understand that. But in this case, what you're describing is the coverage may or may not have been approved when you walked in. But if it was prescribed and it was required and you needed it, they should be covering it.
All right. Thank you very much. Sean, you're really good at this. You know, you know what the cush gig would be? Sit there and help Sean do a legal show where I go, Callie, you're on the air. Sean, what is it?
That's
Callie, you're on the air. Sean, what is it?
We've talked about that.
We have talked about someday doing that.
Well, that's tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. K-Law launches here.
K-Law.
K-Law 95.
That's the new format.
Yeah, if you enjoyed K-Law. That programming, make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Let's take one more. I'm sorry everybody's calling. And by the way, the guy who's calling about property boundaries, email Sean.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is something that I
that's
never,
his expertise.
That's your wheelhouse. Yeah,
yeah, real estate. Let me give him your email address, positivelaw@gmail.com. Positivelaw@gmail.com.
And I have a phone number, and it's in the yellow pages. You can find me if you Google Sean Alexander. I'm easy to get a hold of compared to most lawyers.
Look at Sean. Taking advantage of the last plug on the show. That's okay, Sean. Everybody else is doing it. All right. Hang on. One more question for the audience. Here's Justin in Stanwood. Justin, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay? I'm on a headset.
Yep. Go ahead.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. My question is regarding whether or not I would be able to follow suit against my auto insurance company. They've taken over seven months, and they still haven't made a decision to whether or not they're going to cover me. I was in a car accident back in January. It was not my fault, and I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Oh, wait, let's stop right there. Did you get a lawyer right away? Statistically speaking, people with lawyers get better settlements in personal injury cases. And there are a ton of personal injury lawyers out there that would love to take your case. When an insurance company does not pay, you have a certain amount of time to sue them. If you do not sue them, you lose. And that's the long and short of it. And again, this is an insurance company, insurance commissioner complaint. However, because you just said you had injuries, that makes this as a whole level of complexity. And that's why you need an insurance lawyer or a personal injury lawyer to help you through this, because the logging of your pain, the cost of your fixing your car, the loss of your work, all the things that happen here are very normal. I mean, unfortunately, driving is the most dangerous thing we do, and we do it all the time.
And I should step in here. There's a conflict because I'm the guy to hit this guy, and Sean, Sean's representing me in this. Yeah. So I got to apologize.
So that might be a problem there.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, Sean, your advice to him, get a lawyer right away.
Get a lawyer right away. Find a personal injury lawyer. Interview two or three of them because you're hiring these people like you're hiring an employee. It's not that they give you the good graces of their time.
Wait a minute. Why interview three when you just call Saul? Better call Saul. Isn't that the kind of guy you want? One of those guys that ambulance chasers?
Yeah, the Saul might be good. And these cases generally settle because they don't want to go to court and be seen as the insurance company that won't pay some guy for their insurance.
Looks bad for an insurance company. All right. Thank you, Justin. And positivelaw@gmail.com. This last call, I think, will be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Krusty.
Congratulations on 25 years, Bob, Spike, and Joe.
Thank you.
You guys have been awesome. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you, Krusty.
Yeah, happy birthday, Joe.
I have a question concerning a project I'm working on. I want to know if there'd be any ramifications for using live little people, specifically a couple midgets in a commercial that we're doing with Trey Secchi's, the new Trey Secchi's beer, the world's most interesting clown. Is it okay to use live little people?
Well, you got to write up a waiver.
Got to write up a waiver. John has an answer for every legal
Better get dead little people like we talked about earlier.
It actually goes something like this. I don't always watch porno, but when I do, I prefer Hobbit hologram porn. Stay curiously perverted, my friends.
I like it.
Yeah, that's very nice. And, you know, Sean, you talked about the fringes of society and how you try to pull them back. I think this is
And here's what you do. And this is a secret to almost every business transaction. Get it in writing while everybody's in love.
Oh, I like that.
I'm handing you something. Get it in writing.
All right. Thank you, Krusty. 7:37. Sean Alexander, it's always been fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck in your future. I look forward to hearing you play. I look forward to hearing from everybody who needs help. Just call me if you need help.
All right. PositiveLaw@gmail.com. That's our friend, Sean. And yeah, that's a nice plug. But, you know, the guy's called us for free forever. Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Right.
7:37. Happy birthday, Joe. We're going to have a special happy birthday wish for you, Joe.
Oh.
After these.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Some patchy fog and morning clouds will start your day, but most areas will get mostly sunny. Places like the San Juan Islands on the coast may not see the sun today, but highs will be in the 70s. Weekend looking good and sunny. Saturday in the upper 70s and Sunday in the lower to mid 80s. I'm Stephen Kilbreath in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
All right. Well, what are you going to get at Toyota Puyallup? Just what we have tried to give you all the time. A great relationship, good time, you walk away feeling better. And you keep wanting to come back. For us, thank you for 25 years. For Toyota Puyallup, they've been around 40-plus years and are one of the most awarded Toyota dealerships in the nation. Toyota of Puyallup. You want to know what your current vehicle is worth? Just bring it in. They've got a complimentary appraisal for you. No obligation to purchase. No pressure. They've got 3,500 positive online reviews. I keep mentioning that, but I got to tell you, even though I've read it a bunch of times, that's a lot. I mean, even when I go to Amazon and I look at a book, if it's got a few hundred good reviews, I go, wow, that's a really loved book. 3,500 positive online reviews says it all about their customers and how they feel about them. It's worth the drive to downtown Puyallup. Say you're like me and you live an hour away. I don't care. ToyotaPuyallup.com and visit them on River Road in downtown Puyallup.
Get 10% off your dream kitchen right now at Arnold's Appliance. Come into Arnold's and receive a Bosch Visa prepaid card for a 10% rebate with the purchase of a kitchen package, including three or more eligible Bosch Plus Series kitchen appliances. The more you buy, the bigger the rebate. See store for all the details. There's just one name to remember, Arnold's. Hurry in, this Bosch appliance offer ends soon. In Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Safeco Field is a baseball foodie's paradise. You've got carne asada tacos from Edgar's Cantina, Dungeness crab rolls if you're into the whole fresh seafood thing, plus all reliable, a Mariner dog and a cold beverage. But you know what's not delicious? Being an opposing hitter. They get a steady diet of King Felix fastballs, sliders, and changeups, topped with a little extra mustard from Fernando Rodney and a batting average reduction sauce.
Game over!
And just when their poor stomachs can't take anymore, they show up the next day and get a little Hisashi Iwakuma high cheese in their kitchen, which is really just an appetizer to his palate-spoiling splitter.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and he got him.
Maybe these guys should start packing their lunch. Mariners baseball, true to the blue.
Tonight, the Windy City makes its way to the Emerald City as the Mariners and Chicago White Sox open a four-game series at 7:10. Saturday, join us as we honor former manager Lou Piniella and induct him into the Mariners Hall of Fame. Arrive early for the pregame ceremony at 5:30 and be one of the first 20,000 fans to take home a commemorative bobblehead. Tickets at Mariners.com.
So about a year ago, my 82-year-old, very active mom became very limited by terrible back pain. She got to the point where she really couldn't drive. I mean, when she told me I can't go to church anymore, I knew there was a big problem. She went from doctor to doctor, and no one seemed able to help her. And to make things worse, I live in Poulsbo, and my mother lives halfway across the country in St. Louis. I figured we needed to do something different, so I brought her out here, where a surgeon from the Neuroscience Institute of Providence in Everett performed spine surgery on her. So my mom is feeling no pain, and she sings Providence's praises every day. She really does. Every time I talk to her, she tells me how grateful she is. It's been such a huge impact on her life. I suppose most people don't travel such a long way for surgery, but then most people don't normally have a son so involved in healthcare. I am Dr. Patrick Sinopol. I am an anesthesiologist, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer? Never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep
It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night. And in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime. Adjust your Sleep Number setting. Nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. Know better sleep with Sleep Number.
What kind of summer do you have planned this year? More importantly, how are you going to pay for it all? Why not bring your coins, gold, silver, and jewelry to the experts at Bellevue Rare Coins for a free evaluation? You might have something right under your nose that could be turned into fun summer cash.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. It looks like we've got a pretty easy drive right now. I-5 northbound at 175th. It sounds like the ramp there from I-5 is partially blocked. And also 405 at 522. The ramp to eastbound 522 is partially blocked by a car facing the wrong way. Not sure how that happened. Northbound 405 through the S-curve. Stop and go.
Right now at Fred Meyer, all kids' shoes are buy one, get one half off. Save on Skechers, Converse, and Vans. You can stock up on all their favorites. All you need to know for back to school is that you'll find it at Fred Meyer.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Dick Cheney's got a gun. Dick Cheney's got a gun. The safety's come undone. He's squinting in the Texas sun. What did our leader do? Who'd he put a bullet through? They say when Cheney goes to Texas, you'll find him hunting fish and game. His shot someone. Cindy, she in better run. Better watch her liberal buns. Tell him that the war's not through. He'd probably put a hole in you. He tracked a little bitty birdie, hoping to blow out its brains.
Dick Cheney's Got a Gun, a song that almost broke a giant fat server pipe at our internet hosting service downtown here. They're great folks. I'm not going to mention them now because it almost broke the pipe. But I will say this. When that video went viral across the world, of course, we have to thank Dick Cheney for shooting his friend in the face. It wasn't us.
I'm sure he'd do it again if we asked him.
Yeah. But when that video went viral, we actually created so much data traffic that other ginormous concerns that were hosted with us, and I'm talking about like critical services. We're not a critical service, our funny video.
Essential
services.
Right. If somebody were to get shot in the face that day, they might not have gotten medical help.
Yeah.
Sweet irony.
We threatened essential services, and they were like, what the heck has happened to our bandwidth? And I said, well, Dick Cheney's got a gun. It's really funny. People are downloading it. Like millions of people. Okay. It's 7:48. Good morning, everybody. Bob, Spike, and Joe, and Jody. And it is the second to last show. We're having a great time together. We're loving our fun time. And at the same time, it's mixed emotions. Everybody is just feeling a lot of things. Add to that that today is a very special day for our beloved Joe. It is his 51st birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday to you, Joe.
Thank you.
I believe that someone wants to say something to you. I know this has never happened before, where Pedro has someone on the phone to say happy birthday to someone. It's a whole new idea he had today.
It's almost a tradition.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. I'd like to actually talk to Bob for just a couple seconds first.
Off the air?
No. On the air.
On the air.
I just want to thank you for taking care of Joe for the past 25 years, and you and Lisa have always been really thoughtful to me and my family, and Lisa always remembers Emily's birthday and sends her something nice. And so I just wanted to thank you, and I hope that we get to see you once in a while because I'm going to miss you.
Wow, Kelly, thank you. First off, when you talk about remembering things, you are specifically just talking about Lisa.
I know.
Takes a big man to admit that, buddy.
But I've never been happier for a friend than I was for Joe. When you became his wife and I was at your wedding and I saw what a great family he would have. And then when you had Emily and I teased Joe about his hot wife, but
that's OK.
There was a lot of truth.
That's OK.
Yeah. Well, especially now, hotter than ever.
Oh, hotter than ever. But there was a lot of truth in that. Kelly, I think you were in a very non-threatening way. I think you're hot. I think you're amazing. And I think that in every family, you have just an incredible, incredible teamwork. In every great family, there's incredible teamwork between a husband and wife. And you guys have so much to be proud of, especially with Emily and how she has turned into this incredibly talented but responsible person. And by the way, like my wife is responsible for remembering things, I know you're responsible for the responsible part, right?
She's definitely
that could have been Joe.
For the rule following and things like that.
Yeah, she's the rule maker and she's a rule follower, and Emily has grown up that way too, which is
more important than rule maker. I like that.
Yeah, and Kelly, all the best to you. I was wondering, are any of us going to be friends afterwards? I hope so.
I really hope so too.
It's a weird thing, but because we spend so much time together on the radio, we don't socialize as
much. I think
we'll
be closer friends because I spend more time with Bob and Spike and Jody than I do at home almost. I mean, we spend 20 to 30 hours a week together, and I think that's the way it is with a lot of coworkers. And when that time goes away, I'm going to want to see you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
going
to want to
see you. As opposed to now.
Well, no, it's not. Well, now.
By the way, does he talk himself into a corner at home all the time, too?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to have a balance between work and family, and I try to spend as much time with Joe's wife as I do with you two.
That's right.
I think, you know, it's important to me.
Well, I'm the luckiest man in the world, both with the people I've worked with and with my family, and I have the most wonderful wife.
Right. Well, Joe, we might be spending more time together, and I think that'll be a good thing. I'm looking forward to it. And
wait a minute. What do you mean by might?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to you.
Oh, Joe is going to open a chicken leg restaurant, and it's going to be huge. He's going to have
We're going to put our weight loss center right next to our chicken leg restaurant.
The weight loss center. And then 18 radio stations are going to want him because there's nobody else that does a fishing report like Joe. So I you might see him less.
Well, that would be okay, too.
You are the luckiest man.
I get the same kind of love at home, my friend.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you.
And here's Emily. She wants to talk to you, too.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
Great. So first, I wanted to tell Bob congratulations, and he's going to be a great grandpa.
Yeah. Well, not I'm going to be a grandpa first. Oh, I see.
Great.
I'm
going to
be
grandpa.
Great at being a grandpa. I'm really going to try hard, Emily. Thank you.
And then, Daddy, happy birthday. I love you so much. And you're going to have an amazing day. And I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, sweetie. I love you and Mama more than anything.
He loves you so much, he's going to give you a car right on your 16th birthday. I know.
Shut up, you.
We're talking about it, Emily. I'm pushing for you. What do you want?
Do I need a car?
Oh, my God. Young lady,
because your mother is standing next to you.
You have done such a good job. Yeah. My daughter is the best, I got to say. As far as is not needing and wanting, she's the you know, so many kids are like, I want this, I want
that.
I have a hard time talking her into actually things she might actually need. It's like going and getting. She's very conservative.
Well, I'll just do it for you, okay? Don't worry about it. I got you covered.
Yeah, I believe it comes from Carter.
Aunt Jody's got you covered.
And then I get free babysitting. Do you see how this works?
It works beautifully.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Mm-hmm. All the best, Emily, and congratulations on your studies, on your incredible grades, on your worldliness now that you've traveled to Europe, and on being really the shining example for all children out there.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. And do you guys have something special for Joe today on his birthday at home?
He will just have to see.
So no.
Just like last year.
All right.
You're welcome.
Well, it is my dad's birthday, too, so we're going to get together later. I know that.
You go into your favorite Chinese restaurant and order your same thing?
He gets to watch the Seahawks.
We're
going
to watch the Seahawks. We'll go to the sports bar.
Do they do takeout?
They do, but I think we'll go to the Mustard Seed, to the sports bar.
Have a
little hamburger or something.
Oh, you're watching it at the Mustard Seed?
Yeah, probably.
Can people join you?
If they can get a seat, sure. Come on down. There's two Mustard Seeds. There used to be three. The one in Newport.
So who knows which one you're at?
Well, the one in Newport Hills is the one I use.
Okay. Newport Hills. That's for the Downtown Joe Burger.
Yeah, they got one there.
Kelly and Emily, God bless you all.
Thank you.
All right. All right. That's really sweet.
That is. She should get a Subaru, seriously. I happen to know some
good
people.
Good safe vehicle.
Yeah.
We're the second coolest in America city, according to Forbes today. The top 10 coolest cities has come out. It's actually 20 cities on the list. We're number two. Washington, D.C. is number one. Why do you suppose Washington made the list?
I have no idea, except this is a Forbes magazine, and it's, old rich people that are deciding what's cool around here.
There must be a few of those in Washington.
Well, yeah, there must be. I don't know. But I got to agree.
And we got old rich people who could just buy a team for $2 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
But I agree. A lot of these cities are very cool.
Number three is Austin, Texas.
Doesn't get any cooler than that, especially in Texas.
Four is Houston, Texas. I think the old rich white oil guy comes into play there.
Yeah, give me a break.
Five is San Francisco, old and rich.
Man, and very
young
cool.
And rich, too.
Yeah, that's about as
basically
cool.
Rich, rich, rich.
That'd probably be my number one city for
these
coolness.
Top five cities are, except for Austin, they're just huge money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Austin's got money.
It's, nice places to live cost money. That's part of being a cool place to live.
Rounding out the top 10 list, top 20, San Diego, Denver, Riverside, California, Boston, Dallas, New York, Oakland, Miami, Sacramento. See how you can say something with just the tone of your voice? San Antonio, Texas, San Jose, California, Los Angeles, Raleigh, North Carolina, Bethesda, Maryland, and that's really right part of Washington, D.C., I think.
It's a burb.
Also, Santa Ana, California.
Did I miss something? Where are we on that list?
Two.
Oh, okay.
You're waiting for us to fall
I wasn't
in?
Paying attention. And I was not, like, Sacramento? What's
let's
happening?
Talk about not on the list. Any place in New Jersey?
Whatever. Is Portland on the list?
No,
Portland did not make the list.
Bunch of losers.
Okay. Good news for real estate agents. Are you going to activate your real estate license?
You know, I got a nice email. I've had three different job offers in the last 24 hours, and one was from a real estate company, and I think I may have to fire it back up.
You know, I've always dreamed, because of Pat O'Day, whom I love, I've always dreamed of also getting a real estate license someday, because I'm pretty good at negotiating. And I've owned a bunch of real estate, and I know a little bit about it, but I would want to work with someone who is way smarter than me. But I feel like if I do that, I might be infringing on your territory.
No, no. There's plenty of room for everybody.
Good. I'm glad you said that. Okay.
We might start our own firm.
You and me?
And Pedro and Luciana, you got to have the bilingual thing going. Oh. I was telling them, you know. If
you're like a Mexican in your neighborhood, call Bob, Spike, and Joe.
Yeah.
Pedro and Luciana, real estate.
Seriously, that is the
so
way.
So you'd like that idea. Okay. I've been thinking about it because it's always fascinated me. And helping people make a good deal and, you know, have good lives with their families is just an extension of what we've already, well,
it's
already done,
like
according to all these people that are calling all schmaltzy about it.
I always look at it as kind of like Easter egg hunts. I always loved that. I love to go out and hunt and look for the perfect thing.
Me
and
too.
It makes me really happy. I have friends I sold houses to 10 years ago that are still in them that thank me up and down for helping them find that house.
Yeah.
And
I have friends I introduced who are still making babies together years later.
Yeah.
That's a different profession. So Seattle home prices have gone up so much that they have passed the peak of August 2007, and they are now higher than ever. Do you know we have a new record for home prices? The median sales price of a home in Seattle, and this is the city of Seattle, right?
Yeah, Seattle city limits.
It's not necessarily all of the state or all of the Puget Sound region.
We've got the stats for King County, Snohomish. It all came out yesterday.
There are three things you should pay attention to in real estate.
Location, location, and location.
And there's no question.
It never changes, right?
It kind of never changes. But if you're in Seattle, what an amazing thing. It's a very special place in the nation. Remember, we announced earlier that Seattle was the number one fastest growing city in America. We're on that number two on that Forbes list. And in terms of property prices, if you bought just before the crash, you are now whole again. And surrounding areas are close, too. I mean, I know out my way, they've lifted a moratorium. There's some building, and the prices are almost back to where they were, which is kind of interesting. How long ago was that crash? Well, they say the peak was August 2007.